From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have approved a joint statement on Syria, agreeing that there is no military solution to the conflict. Tom Turco reports.
The two world leaders repeated the urgency of destroying the Islamic State and agreed to, quote, maintain open military channels of communication between military professionals to help ensure the safety of both U.S. and Russia forces, end quote, as well as to prevent dangerous incidents involving the forces of allies fighting the Islamic State. Trump and Putin confirmed their commitment to Syria's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity, and also called on the parties involved in the Syrian conflict to use the Geneva process to find a resolution. Tom Turco, VOA News.
The United States and South Korea started joint naval exercises Saturday. Maya Bush reports the drills will involve three U.S. aircraft carriers in what military officials describe as a clear warning to North Korea.
The four-day drills that began in waters off South Korea's eastern coast come as President Donald Trump continues a visit to Asia that has been dominated by discussions over the North Korean nuclear threat. Seoul's military said the drills aim to enhance combined operation and aerial strike capabilities and also display strong will and firm military readiness to defeat any provocation by North Korea with dominant force in the event of crisis. Maya Bush, VOA News.
The Israeli military says it has shot down an unmanned aircraft that attempted to infiltrate Israeli airspace from neighboring Syria above the Golan Heights. They used a Patriot missile. This is VOA News.